Yerushalmi, Trumos, corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Samach Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis from the base of the Mishnah. Ein Torm Mimin Al Shein Aminoi, Vim Torm Ein Trumos Atruma, Komin Chitim Echad, Komin Teinim, Ugoigus Dvela, Echad, Vatoimi Ze Al Ze, Komokam Shiesh Koyen, Toyim Min Ayafa, Vahomokam Shein Koyen, Toyim Min Ha Miskayim. The Mishnah says that one may not separate Truma from one species for another, and if he did, it's not valid. All types of wheat are considered one species, all types of figs, dried figs and fig cakes are considered one species, and one separates from one for another. Wherever there is a koyim present, one separates from the superior type. Whenever there's no koyim present, one separates from the type that is longer lasting. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La'olam Hu Toyim and Ayafe, Rabbi Yehuda says he always separates from the superior type. V'tomim batzel katan shalem v'loichatzi batzel gadol. One separates a whole small onion rather than a half large onion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loiki ela chatzi batzel gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he separates half a large onion, even though the whole small onion is longer lasting. V'chein hay Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tomim batzel min b'nei Medina al kafarim v'loi kafarim al b'nei Medina mipnei shehu ma'achol plutukus. Rabbi Yehuda says that one may separate from the town-grown onions for the village-grown onions, but not vice versa, since the town-grown onions are eaten by important people, even though the village-grown onions are longer-lasting. And the Gemara says, "B'yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai ve'echad min gimel midrashos shein mechavon b'Torah." Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yanai, says that the following is one of three clear drashos about truma in the Torah: Kol chayav yitzav v'chol chayav tirosh v'dagon man kaimon im l'lamed mehen tomim min atirosh. Ala dogon min dogon ala tirosh, hetivun harei tirosh yitza harei shnei minei ilan vein tomim umasim mizeh al zeh. The pasuk says in Bamidbar in Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Beis, the choice of the oil and the choice of the wine and grain. What's the case now? If it's to teach that one may separate truma from oil for grain and vice versa, it can't be true. As if wine and oil, which are two species of tree, may not be separated for each other, and certainly wine and grain were one of the tree and one from the ground. Certainly one may not separate one for the other. Do Amma Matirosh Vitsa Shem Yuchodim Shen Beith Mine Ilan Ein Tomim Masa Mizel Ze Afani Marbe Shnei Mine Minim Sheba Dogon Shnei Minim Sheba Trua Shen Tomim Vole Masa Mizel Ze. Rather, just as wine and oil that are two species of tree may not be separated for each other, so two species of grain, means such as wheat and barley, may not, and two species of produce like beans and lentils also may not. Kol min chitim echad lechen sriche afilu min agdon al shamtis u min ashamtis al agdon kol min te'inim u goigus u dvela achas v'tomim u masim mize al ze. And the Mishnah taught that all types of wheat are considered one species. This teaches that even white wheat for red wheat or vice versa is valid. Tani tomim te'inim al goigus b'minyon u goigus al te'inim b'mida avaloi te'inim al goigus b'mida avaloi goigus al te'inim b'minyon. The Bible says that one may separate figs for dried figs by number and dried figs for figs by measure, but not figs for dried figs by measure nor dried figs for figs by number, as these waves will cause a loss to the Kohanim. Roshim Gamliel Oimer Sali te'inim u goigus min echad hein v'tomim u masim mizel ze. Roshim Gamliel says that baskets of figs and dried figs are one species. And the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Amar Bishmar Bab Yosi, Abba Hayonetel Esa Groigus Min Amuksa Al Tishim Te'inim Shebekal Kola. Bishmar Bab Yosi disagrees. He says that one may separate dried figs for figs by number. My father would take out 10 dried figs from the area where they were dried as the truma of 90 figs in the basket, even though dried figs are smaller than fresh figs. Rabbi Yom Yasava Meima Adroya Etzatzamak Ke'ilu Tafach V'Nasav Salin Kemad Inun. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi? It's Rabbi Yomia thought that Rabbi Yossi's viewed the shrunken fig as if it had expanded to its regular size, so he would take baskets of regular figs, viewing their volume as the same as the dried figs separated as masses. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yossi, train Amrin, Derech Hatapach Litzmoik, Vederech Hatzmoik Litroyach, Venasav Salian Ravavin, Betaenia. Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi, disagreeing with Rabbi Yomia, said that it's the way of a fresh fig to shrink, but not the way of a shrunken fig to expand. So Rabbi Yossi would take large baskets of fresh figs in place of small baskets of dried figs that were separated as masses. Amalon of Acha, Cain, Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Choyin, Haveba. Rabbi Acha said to Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi that your Rav, Rabbi Hila, also questioned Rabbi Yomia's teaching. Taman Taninan, Kebetza Oichlim, Shenichim, Bechama, Benismatu, Cain, Kazaif, Menavelev, Ukadoshim, Menasheritz, Kazaif, Pigal, Kazaif, Noisa, Kazaif, Chaylev, Hari, Elu, Tohoim. Rav Mishnah Maseches Tahara says that if tamei food the size of an egg, which is therefore large enough to contract the tumor of food, if it was left out in the sun and it shrank, and the same applied to an olive-sized piece of nevela, a lentil kernel-sized piece of a creeping thing, an olive-sized piece of pig or meat or nisa meat or chelev, they are all tahorim and they cannot convey tumor. Dromai Amri Rehushehe Kazayef Mi'ikar. Dromai, which the rabbis of the south said, and they were commenting on the end of that Mishnah, that if rain fell on those items and they expanded, one would be liable for eating them if he ate the pig or noisa, if only when they were originally the required size and they subsequently shrank in the sun and expanded in the rain. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish Trayan Amrin Afapisha Ein Kazayef Mi'ikar. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish disagree. It applies even if they were not originally the required size. Taman Taninan, Amulai Afi Haisa Chasira Yisera, we have a Mishnah in Menachos that says that according to Meir, the loaves of the Toda offering and of the Shtei Lechem, which is the two breads that are offered on Shavuos, are leavened by removing a small amount of flour from the Mincha itself and then kneading it in the dough. It's then used to leaven the Mincha. Now, according to Yehuda, sourdough from elsewhere is put in the measuring cup and then flour is added until it's filled up. And they said to him, means they said to Rabbi Yehuda, a mincha would also be lacking or in excess, since the sourdough disturbs the required volume of flour. Mani amulai, with meya pa'am shasor yofe v'utafurach ha'ilus seiles ha'iset semukav achshav shusor yofe v'utafurach adroyet tafurach ki'ilu tzamak v'niris chasiru upa'am shasor ra v'utzamak ha'ilus seiles ha'iset tafurach v'achshav shasor ra v'utzamak adroyet tzamak ki'ilu tafach v'niris yisiru. Whose opinion referred to as they said to him? It's Rabbi Meir. Sometimes the sourdough is good quality and expanded, and had it been fine flour, it would have been more contracted. He has to view the expanded sourdough as it is contracted, so the mincha is considered to be lacking. And sometimes the sourdough is poor quality and contracted, and had it been fine flour, it would have been more expanded. And you have to view the contracted sourdough as it is expanded, so the mincha is considered to be in excess. Abdat Rabbi Yomia should say Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shloshtam Amru Davar Echa B'Yaseira. Rabbi Yomia, Rabbi Yochanan, and Shimon ben Lakish all said the same about it being in excess. Rabbi Yomia said earlier that we view the shrunken as if it's expanded. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish disagreed with the Dromai earlier. Adaitayu Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yosi, should say with Dromai, Shloshtam Amru Davar Echa B'Chaseira. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yosi, and the Dromai all have said the same view about it being lacking. They all reason it's not the way of a shrunken fig to expand. Elaine, David, Pati, Bashlun, Oyrez, Anchin, and Matakna Yasei. The people of the house of Pati cooked rice and forgot to tithe it. Chavaya Savin Meimer, Yasiv, Chaye, Loi, Lekavel, Mavashel. The Chavaya said he should separate an amount from the raw rice corresponding to the cooked rice, like the opinion of Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosi, that one does not view the shrunken produce as if it expanded. Amaloin, Rabbi Yosi, Afana, Ama, Kain, Lama Shadaucha Litfayach. Rabbi Yosi said to Chavaya, I also agree there that we view it as if it expanded without the need to separate from more rice, since rice is usually eaten cooked and expanded.